Good afternoon. I'm Chris Terrell from DailyFantasySportsRankings.com and Rotoballer.com, and I'm here with Eric Jones, the number 20 at Joe Gibbs Racing, Daytona 500 Media Day. First of all, I'd like to thank you for joining me and taking the time out of your day to answer some questions. I guess the first one would be, how's it been moving from the Alliance team of Furniture Row Racing last season to jumping into the number 20 with Joe Gibbs this season?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been pretty smooth transition overall. A very similar team over at Furniture Row, very similar way of doing things, obviously the same cars. So I was able to bring my crew chief, Chris Gale, over with me from last year to Joe Gibbs Racing. So it's been smooth. It's been a pretty seamless transition. It's been fun, getting to know everybody down here at Speed Weeks and getting kind of intertwined with that group.
Excellent. Just some off-season questions. After a long season last year, after 36 races, like 40 weeks, pretty long season, what do you do to get off the track, kind of, spend time with family, holiday, or is it more just more racing, more race prep for the upcoming season?
It was a lot of getting away for me. I went home to Michigan for about a month and a half, almost 2 months, and spent a lot of time up there, did the holiday thing, and did a lot of outdoor stuff up in Michigan that you do in the winter, ice fishing and some hunting and such. So kind of did it all, just got away from it for a while and then came back to North Carolina in mid-January and, started hitting it hard again. So just nice to take a break and kind of set your mind on a different track for a while.
That's right. So when you do get back to the garage and get talking, do you look back at film from last season to kind of analyze what worked, what didn't work at different tracks, or is it more of a just looking at the notes and getting ready?
A lot of notes. For me, I think working with Chris for a second year, we were really able to kind of analyze our season in a whole last year, and Chris was able to put into writing what he thought he could do better, what he thought I could do better, and that was a big help. I think just knowing what we need to improve on is a big thing for a race team, and there's a lot of just small mistakes we made that really made a big impact on what our season added up to be at the end of the year. So just improving on those and figuring out how to get better at those things is some of our big goals for this year.
Right on. And when you do start prepping for the 2018 season, the upcoming season, do you look at multiple track strategies early in the season, or is it more focus on the Daytona 500 itself?
To start off, there's a lot of focus on the 500. I mean, we need to figure out what we got to do there to be competitive and have a shot to win that race. But, as we go on, Atlanta's kind of our first test and our first race where we really get to go out and see what we've got as a group. So, there's a lot of focus on that. I think for me, in some ways, looking forward to Atlanta, just seeing what we're going to have there. But at the same time, Daytona is our number one priority right now, especially this year with all the rule changes. It's made it somewhat of a challenge for us as a group. So, just trying to figure out what to do better there.
Right on. And then reflecting back last season, the first year was the stage racing. Do you feel it put more emphasis on winning the stages, winning the race, just to rack up those playoff points come playoff time?
Yeah, I do for sure. You saw with the 78, he obviously won his way into the final four, but at the same time, I think those playoff points would have carried him a long ways without wins, and definitely supporting some bad races if he had those throughout the way. So I think we saw how important it really was to be winning those stages and running well in each stage as well. So definitely a lot different, and we didn't really know going into the year kind of how big it was going to be or how important it would be. But definitely now we there's going to be a lot more focus on it, I think, this year.
Yeah, learn real fast. Especially one that I noticed was Kyle Busch. Maybe didn't have the best first round and made his way through on those points. So.
Yeah, you'll see carry a lot of guys through.
Good stuff. I guess looking at, you talked about the new rules this season, so with the five crew members over the wall, how do you think that's going to affect, do you think there's going to be different strategies for different teams at the start of the year, or is it going to be, say by Atlanta, Phoenix, stuff like that, is everyone going to be pretty much doing the same thing?
I think you'll see some different strategies. I think each team has their own way of doing those five-man pit stops, so it is going to be a little bit different to start out, but I think everybody will single into a very similar way of approaching it as the year goes on. But I think you're going to see a lot more guys really taking chances and risks to run well in stages rather than the end of the races. So it'd be interesting to see kind of what guys do to do that and what they're willing to give up at the end of the day to maybe win a stage or run well on a stage. So I'm excited to see kind of how that plays out.
And how does it affect you as a driver, entering or exiting your pit stall, coming in on pit stop, especially green flags?
Well, the pit stops are just a lot wider. There's guys a lot farther out of pit road now. So when we get to those tighter pit roads, be it Indy or Martinsville, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging to come around guys into your pit box where there's not a lot of room, and it's going to be hard to really maneuver that without obviously hitting other crew members, which is something you don't want to do. So it'll be a big challenge. I'm interested to see kind of how it works out and see the different styles and pit stops you guys have. And see, you know, kind of how it all plays out.
Build from there.
Exactly.
Awesome. Couple questions on fantasy. I don't know if you know, but I write fantasy articles and do a bunch of cheat sheets and stuff like that. Do you play fantasy sports? And if you do, what are your favorite sports outside NASCAR to even dabble in?
I do a little bit. I've always played fantasy football with my friends, and then I've done some. I guess you consider March Madness brackets fantasy as well. So I've always done that too.
For sure. Yeah, that's coming up here. So.
Yeah, it's coming up.
And then, what is your opinion on not just fantasy NASCAR, but fantasy sports in general, bringing maybe a younger, more diverse fan base?
I think it's great. I think fantasy NASCAR has made me tired of all my friends asking me how I'm going to run today, but. Overall, it's been great. I think it's been really neat to see how it involves people more in the sport. You know, it really gives you it's a totally different way of watching a game or a race when you do the whole fantasy playing. So it's been fun to see. I've enjoyed being a part of it, and I think it's really been getting a lot of younger fans interested in not only NASCAR but every sport.
Awesome. And then the final question: How big would it be for you personally to win the Daytona 500 this year?
It'd be huge. You know, I mean, Daytona's, the 500 is the 500, and it'll always be the biggest race in our sport, no matter where it goes. So it'd be a special moment. I've thought about it. I think every driver's thought about it before, but it'd be awesome. It's hard to even imagine exactly the impact it would have.
Awesome. Well, that's about it. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me.
Thanks,
have a good day. Thank you.